And now, a classic grape line from 2 years ago. We got off topic yesterday.
Yes.
Wanted to go back to Saturday night, Coach's Corner. Tendon guards.
Yes,
and skates,
let's get off
and
it.
How the players are putting the shin pads inside instead of out. We'll take a break. We'll come back and go back and talk about the old Tackerberry skates.
Tackerberries.
And, what you mentioned yesterday with Keith Magnuson. Coast to Coast, you're listening to Don Cherry's Grape Line.
Hi, it's Pat Finelli from Pizza Pizza. Right now, get two medium pizzas with four toppings combined, two free dipping sauces, and six free Coke, all for only $18.99. Perfect for game night, a school night, or the office lunch. And ordering just got a whole lot easier. You can order from our award-winning mobile apps and even win more food. Click and pick Pizza Pizza today.
9-6-7-11-11-Pizza-Pizza. 9-6-7-11-11.
Brian, let me tell you, at one time when I broke in, every stick and every skate was CCM. Everybody used them. Nobody had. If you use something else, they look at you. What is this guy? And what happened? All the sticks, all everything. And what happened is they got lazy. And I remember the very first stick to come in was the Northland Hespler came in, and then the Christian brothers brought it in from Minnesota. I remember Joe Crozier when Bauer started. They started Father Bauer, I guess, or one of the Bobby Bauer. They started in Kitchener, and they went to Joe Crozier, the American Hockey League, and they brought over, I would say, 30, 40 pair of Bauer skates. They were called, I remember now, Black Panthers. Sounds good, eh? And they were all black. And he put them in the middle of the floor in the dressing room. He says, pick out a pair of skates you want. These are the ones that you're using. If you want to use CCMs, you're going to pay for it yourself. Well, I couldn't have paid for it myself. But let me tell you about CCM. I always remembered it was, they were made of kangaroo leather.
But they
had to stop it because United States, they were extinct.
They're not from the United States. They're from Australia.
I know, but they said they were endangered species. What do you think? I know they're from Australia. Anyhow, they had great skate. They were nice and pliable, as you would say, and everything. Then the one came out that I couldn't understand was the Lang. And it was like a ski boot. One good thing, you could never get hurt with. You get hit with a 404 Magnum. It wouldn't hurt you. And the strangest thing, the guy that really loved them when they called Nifty was Ricky Middleton.
But you know, as we came down the hall today to do this show, I said to you, when we were skating in high school decades ago, before the tacks, we had no ankle support. Now, you don't need strong ankles. Holy, and you made an interesting comment about injuries.
Well, that's why they have injuries. They're as stiff as a board. And they're light, though. There's no give whatsoever. But I always remember, when you're a kid and you get your first tacks, you took them to bed with you. I know I took my skates to bed with me. I always remember them, and I don't remember my first girlfriend.
Welcome to Hockey Night in Scotland. Here's the whistle. Edinburgh, blocked by Aberdeen. McFinnigan to McDougall, to the other McDougall, to the other McDougall. Hold the phone, the McDougalls have gotten into a rammy. And he's been kilted. McDougal's been kilted. And the ice looks a wee bit cold.
Some things just make more sense in Canada. Like a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive.
She wasn't an endangered species.
Come to think of it, I think she was.